Have you ever considered that Europeans have been drinking lithium-containing mineral water for over 100 years, and modern science is only now beginning to explain why? The key figure in this story is Bruce Yankner at Harvard. In 1990, he proposed the amyloid hypothesis, which set the direction of dementia research for the following three decades. Major pharmaceutical companies poured hundreds of billions of dollars into clearing the plaques from patients' brains. But a paradox had been stuck there for 30 years. Some elderly people remained mentally sharp until the end of their lives, yet autopsies revealed their brains were covered in plaques. If plaques were the sole culprit, this simply made no sense. In August 2025, Yankner himself published new research in Nature that may finally untangle this knot. Plaques are not the direct killer. They act more like a sponge, absorbing the brain's trace element lithium. People with sufficient reserves can hold on. Those whose reserves are already on the edge find their memory beginning to dissolve, and Europe's tradition of healing waters had already enshrined lithium-bearing springs within Germany's statutory mineral water classification back in 1955. The tradition arrived first. Science took another 70 years to catch up. I should be clear. This work has been conducted primarily in mice. Human trials are only just beginning, and the lithium in mineral water is in no way a medicine. But what this research has genuinely given me is not a reason to drink any particular water. It is a new way of seeing. The brain is not a battlefield. It is an ecosystem. Neurodegeneration is often not about gaining some monster that destroys from within, but about losing the small, quiet foundations that were silently holding everything together all along. Science is still chasing tradition. And you and I happen to be alive in the very year these two lines finally meet.